Hey there, everybody. It's Andrea Monroe Kalima with another episode of Hey Little Sister. My oh my, it has been a while. The last time I spoke with you guys, it was the end of summer, and now we are here in October, Libra season. Yes, I love October. I was born in October. I've just recently had a birthday, and I had so much fun. I got to reconnect with old friends, and some new friends were there as well. And I don't know, I'm just feeling good and motivated and energized. And instead of feeling older, I'm feeling better. So how are you all doing? I hope you all have been well. So today, I want to talk to you about a topic that came up in the conversation between an old girlfriend of mine. She's an entrepreneur. She makes her own jewelry, and it is inspired by, you know, all of her travels. She travels all over the world. It's called Flawed Jewelry by Miss Nakisha Watson, and if you ever get a chance, you gotta check her out. Anyway, we were talking about, you know, the phenomenon. I'll call it a phenomenon because it's so prevalent, not only to entrepreneurs like she and myself, but just to everyone in general. And that phenomenon is getting in your own way. Do you know what I mean by that? We're talking about how, you know, sometimes we have these gifts within us and these ideas and inspiration burning inside of us. And we know deep within that if we were to act on these things, how successful we could be. But getting still, we get in our own way, and we let fear and doubt and procrastination and, you know, other people get in our way. And so what happens is we end up shelving the very gifts that we were given. We end up shelving all of these ideas, and they sit on the shelves and they collect dust. And unfortunately, some of those ideas end up dying with us in the grave. I heard it was said that there are so many unacted upon ideas that are buried in the cemetery because people get in their own way and they don't act upon the things that would probably lead them to, you know, the most happiness that they could have ever imagined. You know, I know I've talked to you guys about this all the time. I know for many years I referred to myself as a tumbleweed, and I was led around by my emotions, and I got in my way a lot. You know, back then I didn't really have a vision of what I wanted for myself. So I was just being led around by my emotions, and I was getting in my own way. But now I do have a vision of what it is that I want to do. And you know what? I still sometimes get in my own way. For me specifically, I know that putting myself out there and this whole social media thing, marketing yourself on social media, I know that that's the wave of the future, and that's, you know, the most lucrative way of advertising, you know, and inexpensive, right? But I don't know, I've always been a very private person. I've always been the kind of person where, you know, I don't want to draw too much attention to myself. And so it is a challenge for me to step outside of my comfort zone and to, you know, put myself out there and say, hey, you know, listen to my podcast, or hey, I just published this book, check it out, buy a copy. I don't know. But I know that these are things that I was meant to do. I was meant to inspire others. Everything that I've experienced and been through in my life, the good and the bad, has led me to this. And the purpose is to inspire others to get through what they have done. And the challenge for me is to not get in my own way, in that I, my quote unquote shyness, doesn't get in my way of spreading that message to those who need to hear it. With that, we'll be back after these messages. So we're back. And so before the break, I was talking about one of the ways in which I get in my own way. And that's, you know, allowing my shyness to prevent me from really marketing the projects that I have and want to share with the world and those who are in need of hearing it. And I also have this tendency of saying to myself, okay, well, I have to wait until it's perfect before I share. And of course, perfect never comes. And, you know, I procrastinate more and more and more. Okay. So I don't know. My challenge to myself is to just step out on a limb, be brave, and to jump even though I'm shy, and to jump even though it's imperfect, and to see where it goes. Because I think in my past experiences, every single time I have stepped outside of my comfort zone, I was always, always pleasantly surprised. So that's my personal challenge to myself. So how about you? Are you getting in your way? What are you doing that is preventing you from being where you are supposed to be? Are you allowing doubt and fear to stop you from going to the next level? Are you allowing those around you to talk you out of it? Sometimes, you know, it's better to be quiet. Actually, all the time. It's better to be quiet and keep your goals to yourself and move forward without whispering it to the wrong people, because people can sometimes talk you out of things for whatever reason. But that's another topic for another day. But yes, how are you getting in your own way? As I was talking to my girlfriend, I said to her, you know, we need to collaborate and work together to motivate each other and to encourage each other to go towards our individual goals. And I think that's very much needed. And I think that was part of the vision for Halo Sister, that I would be able to form a group, a large group, and hopefully someday an international group of young girls and women who can encourage and inspire each other to, you know, just get out of their way and to jump over the hurdles and obstacles and traumas and experiences that can keep us bound and caged from being who we were created to be. You know, because sometimes in this life, it's difficult to really navigate through all that life can sometimes throw, you know, to throw your way. And so sometimes we need others to kind of cheer us on and say, you know, you can do it. Don't be afraid. Keep going. And so that is my purpose in this life, to encourage you this morning and say, keep going. Don't be afraid. You can do it. Get out of your way. Get out of your way. So I'm not only saying it to you, but I'm saying it to myself. So let's do that. Let's work on that. This week, let us challenge ourselves to step out of our way, to focus on our goals, and to take step after step after step towards it. No matter how shy or fearful or scared we may feel, let's just keep moving forward. That's it for today, guys. I miss you so much, and I'll be back soon. Stay blessed. Ciao for now.